Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Election Day 2025. There's several big races in the Delaware Valley today. The polls are open through 8 tonight, and there's a lot of national attention on the tight race for governor in the Garden State. KYW's Tim Jimenez spoke with voters in Cherry Hill.
Here at the Carmen Tilelli Community Center in Cherry Hill, we came across voters from both sides of the aisle, like Ron Connolly, who explained why he was supporting Republican Jack Cittarelli.
You know, he has put forth a good spending plan. I think he's got good ideas about where to find waste, fraud, and abuse in our state. And so I backed him today.
And then there was Valerie Merritt. We spoke to her during the primary in June when she said she backed Newark Mayor Ross Baraka. She shifted that support to Mikey Sherrill.
I'm a Democrat. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I voted Democrat. I'm praying that when she gets into office, she does the right thing for the people of New Jersey.
Pundits are taking a close look at this contest to see if it could be a litmus test for the midterms. New Jersey and Virginia are the only two states in the country with gubernatorial races this year. In Cherry Hill, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In Philadelphia, a two-page ballot features the election for district attorney, city controller, 15 open judicial seats, and retention for 17 local judges. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
The DA tops the local races with a rematch between incumbent Larry Krasner and Judge Pat Dugan, who challenged Krasner in the Democratic primary last spring and is now running against him as a Republican. Dugan has said his biggest obstacle is the low turnout this election normally gets. The primary drew just 17% of voters. While Dugan lost by 43,000 votes, there were some 800,000 no-shows. By Dugan's reasoning, he may be helped if the attention on the state Supreme Court retention election this time translates to more of those voters coming out to the polls. Other races on the Philadelphia ballot include city controller, where incumbent Christy Brady faces Republican Ari Petrinos, and 15 judgeships. Voters have no real choice there. The Republicans didn't nominate a single candidate for any of the seats. There are also local retention elections. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The biggest statewide race here in Pennsylvania is for the retention of three state Supreme Court justices. Voters will pick yes or no to decide if Justices Kevin Dougherty, David Wett, and Christine Donahue will serve for another term. All three have liberal ideology, and the state Supreme Court currently has a 5-2 Democratic majority. So, an across-the-board loss for Democrats in today's election could produce a 2-2 ideological split for 2 years. Political analyst Larry Seisler tells KYW special contributor Larry Kane that the race will come down to turnout.
Whose voters are motivated the most? These are not parties. These are yes and no votes. The yes votes are going to come from traditionally Democratic areas, where the no votes are going to come from the Republican areas. So it is a southeastern Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Allegheny County election versus the rest of the Commonwealth.
If retained, Dougherty and Wett would serve for another 10 years. Donahue, though, would have to retire in 2027 because that's when she'll reach the mandatory retirement age of 75. That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.